And thank you for joining us on another episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, on a recent episode of the Market Talk podcast, I was able to sit down with Stephen Heitschu, AgriGold agronomist in Southern Indiana. As he is watching here in the early part of spring planting season, he is talking about the power of the shovel and how that early season crop scouting can help you really manage your crop development more. Let's listen in to exactly what Stephen means about the power of the shovel.
So the power of the shovel really comes from, I mean, it's our scorecard. We talk a lot about the corn factory, the plant above the ground, but when I was learning corn and trying to investigate and figure out all I know, I was over in Illinois and I got told that the corn roots should be as deep as the top of the plant. Now, if you're down here in this mid-south region and being from Kentucky like I am, there's absolutely no way we can get our roots as deep as the top of the corn plant. We're going to hit these things called bedrock. And we have some of those extruding from the ground. So we know we don't always have the depth of soil that they do in Illinois and Iowa. So it's very important that we take advantage of all the soil that we can. So using that shovel as our scorecard, when that corn starts to spike, we can take just a small hand shovel, go out there, scoop a corn plant up, keep the soil ball around it, and start looking there and start evaluating our planter pass. And we also can start looking even that young at some yield potentials and some current hurdles or challenges that we may face in the future. So when that spikelet's coming up, we get that ball of soil out there. We want that thing to crumble and fall apart for us. We don't really want to have to do a lot of work to get the dirt away from the roots at that point in time. We're going to have a radicle growing out of the seed. We want that thing to be as long as possible. I know that's going to vary in places. And we want to have a lot of fibrous root hairs coming off of it. That's what's feeding that small seedling. That's where we use our pop-up to get that into the plant. So it's critical to get that thing off to a good start. We don't want to see any injuries on it, whereas we have a lot of challenges. We could have pest damages feeding on it. We can have chemical damages. We can have fertilizer burns and all those things. And we need to be evaluating those, but we also need to be evaluating our planter pass. If we pull that thing out of the ground and it breaks into two halves and we've got sheared sidewalls there, we know we probably went in there a little too wet. So we're going to be setting our roots back starting out from that. Typically, that's going to lead to a hatcheted type root system. So it's all going to go straight down that trench. We're going to not use the soil like we were just talking about. We're only going to use a fraction of what we had out there. So that's a good number one. I like to go out to an average place in my field, check it there. If I've got a lot of variations in my soils, I check it in two or three places. A spring like this one, we know we're going to have a wet spot or we're going to have a drain through the field. Expect a little bit worse there. Expect to see some shearing, whereas the rest of the field may be good. You know, we're going to have to go with those. But if we start seeing problems throughout the field of tight sidewalls, I mean, really the only overcompensation or the only compensation for that would be to have a really nice rainfall kind of consistently until those roots get established. So that planter pass can make us or break us if we do it at the right time. That's why you hear agronomists say we want to pull back ahead of that rain, and we want to start when the ground conditions are right. We don't want it too wet to begin with. So that would be early evaluations and looking at that radical root and seeing how it's getting off to a good start. Mm-hmm. Then the second timing would be around our V3, V4, when we're shifting from that radical root system to our nodal root system, we're going to set our first nodes at 3/4 of an inch below the ground. That's why seed depth is important. We've got to have that 3/4 of an inch. Those roots are going to start growing down at a 30 to 45 degree angle. And so they're going to penetrate. They're going to be a more fibrous looking root system at first. They're not going to have a lot of root hairs off of them, but that angle is very important. That's what gets us out there. If we're side dressing and those kind of things, that gets us out into that potential zone to use more of that soil. So we want to see that established at the right angle. Once again, it could go back to the planter. We could have that sidewall smear, and we could have some hatcheting roots. We can also see those roots get down in 3 to 4 inches of soil and then start turning out, turning horizontal to our soil. And that's typically caused by compaction. Now, that could have been our field cultivator going in there trying to dry out the soil to get that. We want to fluff the top. We want that 2 inches dry. But even 3-4 inches is critical. We need to get those roots down there past and through that. So it may not be something that you did, though. We've seen a lot of soils that just have a lot of magnesium levels that are going to make them tight. Going to keep, there are some soils that will have natural compaction layers in them. So we want to make sure that our tillage and everything is doing what we need it to do and breaking those layers up. But we may also want to look at some soil health conditions. You know, if we can promote earthworms, they're going to give us pathways through those. Our cover crops can also give us pathways through those. So we can do it not only with tillage, but with some other aspects of farming, such as soil health practices. But we really have to get those roots as deep as we can at that 30 to 45 degree angle. That is going to be critical to getting all of the nutrients into that factory we talked about. The roots are a miner, so we've got to go down there and mine that out of the soil. We want to use as much soil as we have the ability to use to get those nutrients. If we see those problems at, say, 3 inches, say we did put a compaction layer in there, then we know we're going to have to feed that crop in those top 3 to 4 inches of soil. So then we can start spoon feeding. We can start adding some extra nutrients that we normally would have got deeper. We're still not going to get the water from deeper in the soils, but we will have the ability to overcome some of those nutrient challenges. And all this is done by just taking that shovel out there and looking. I usually get the call that the top of the plant's looking bad for some reason. Well, if we'd have looked underneath of the soil beforehand, we could have caught some of these and we could have fixed them before they were ever a problem.
Well, and once again, that is AgriGold agronomist Stephen Haichu from Southern Indiana talking about the power of the shovel and that early root establishment in your corn crop and getting out there and doing some old-fashioned scouting just to dig it away with that old yard shovel you might have hanging around. Some good thoughts there. Listen to my full conversation with Stephen on the Market Talk YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@markettalkag. And you could find that video conversation there very easily. We're out of time on American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.